if you please, welcome to the Kix 95.3 Morning Show. I have with me Alex, Eddie, and Julaine Fleury with the Plank Island Theater Company.
Hello.
Morning.
Hi.
How are you guys?
Good.
It's nice to see you again.
Yeah.
We were all involved in Rock of Ages.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Which was so much fun. Alex was kind of like our musical director. And for the music, I just remember every day when Alex would get in, we'd have to start doing warm-ups.
Yeah.
Exactly. We'd have to do this whole thing.
Exactly like that, Phil. Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. I don't even remember him now. Now, it's so funny when I go and we do our band stuff, it's like, I should do these vocal warm-ups. What do you think, Jake? But you guys are involved with something new coming up, the Plank Island Theater. You guys are teaming up with the Bishop Center to put on a new play, which is called Dog Sees God, Confessions of a Teenage Blockhead. And you're looking for people to audition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So let's talk about the play first. It's Charlie Brown themed, I know that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not your typical kid Charlie Brown. So
no.
Let's explain what this is. If you will.
Yeah, well, it's Peanut characters reimagined as troubled teens.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they're older.
And, yeah. They're in high school, and the show opens with Snoopy's death and Charlie Brown reflecting on finding him dead, and then he tries to have a sort of funeral with his sister for Snoopy, and it doesn't go very well because he doesn't know what to say, and she doesn't know what to say, and then he continues to go to his other friends, other Peanut characters, reimagined as troubled teens,
right,
and goes to them to try to find out what they think happened to Snoopy after he died, like what is life after death, and where do you what do you think?
So it gets kind of deep.
Oh yeah,
oh, very.
Yeah. Now, would you consider this a comedy, a drama, or both, or more comedy than drama?
Both.
Yeah. Comedy and
drama.
It's
a tearjerker.
And it's a little more adult in nature because you're dealing with disturbed teenager versions of the Peanuts gang.
It's definitely mature content, parental advisory, label warning.
So you're looking for what kind of actors?
Four men and four young women.
And the parts will be Charlie Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Lucy, obviously.
So they all have different names.
Who was the sister?
Sally.
Sally, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, and then Peppermint Patty. Her name's Trisha in the show.
Oh, so they have different names.
Yeah.
This is an unauthorized.
Oh!
Yeah.
So you can't actually call them.
Yeah. Charlie Brown is CB.
CB, okay.
So they're different characters, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But they're based on those characters.
It's obvious who they are.
Right.
Yeah.
What's the dog's name then?
He never says the name of the dog.
Okay.
Yeah.
We just assume it's Snoops.
Big Red Doghouse comes out.
So what are you looking for as far as age requirements of the actors that you need to audition for this?
Well, we're not going to cast anybody under 16 because of the heavy content.
Right. Okay. So 17 and older.
Or 16.
16 on up.
16 and up, yeah, but 16 to 18, we're asking for parental permission.
Okay, before they're in it, yeah.
Yeah.
So there's no surprises when parents come to check out the play. What?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's probably good.
Yeah, I feel good about that. And then, we're not going to count out older people.
No, definitely not.
If you look like you could be possibly a high schooler from about 15 feet away, 25 feet away, then, you know, you're the best actor.
Exactly.
You're the best actor. So,
are there any adult roles?
I mean,
I could talk like, I could do that
maybe
real
some
well.
Sound
you know?
Effect.
There is a scene where that happens.
Okay. Alex is doing the sound. So.
That'd be great. That sounds like fun. Well, now, when is this play supposed to premiere?
So the performances are November 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th. We have four shows at the beginning of November, Thursday through Sunday.
So you got some time, but we need actors, so go audition. When are the auditions?
Next Monday, August 29th, and Tuesday, August 30th at 6:30 p.m. in the Bishop Center for Performing Arts at the bottom of Grace Harbor College.
That's right. Head on over there, go on in, and do your audition. Maybe you'll be cast in Dog Sees God, Confessions of a Teenage Blockhead. Well, it sounds like a fun play. It sounds like I can't wait for it to open now in November.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So come back and talk to us when you're ready to open,
yeah, we'll
too.
Yeah, we'll bring some actors in. Yeah, that'd be fun. Alex and I are co-directing, and we're both taking on two aspects of the design. And Alex actually directed the show before, so that's why.
Oh, okay,
we
so you're familiar with it.
Yeah, and I acted in it when he did it. I was Peppermint Patty.
And the Plank Island Theater Company, which is something that you two created together.
Correct.
To have something a little bit, I guess, different, because it's always been Bishop or Driftwood and, you know, and Show West and whatnot. And you felt there was a need for something a little bit more that did more?
Yeah,
or gave more people opportunities to do stuff?
Yeah, just like, why not? You know, we wanted to be working on stuff outside of those shows, too, because, you know, theater is life, and we're constantly doing theater, and so... yeah, so we're just really excited that we're getting this opportunity to do this, produce, because we don't have our own theater.
Yeah.
So we're able to produce a show at the Bishop Center. And yeah, Cal Irwin Savoda, who's newly in charge of the Bishop Center, he's doing a fantastic job. You know, he's a big reason why the summer show, Rock of Ages, came back. And, you know, if not the main reason, you know, him and Margot Hood. Have been forefront of that, and also having a fall drama at the Bishop Center, because it's been, you know, tradition to have a fall drama show, but they haven't had one since COVID happened, since the shutdown. So we're really excited to help, like, build back up the Bishop Center to its former glory.
And real quick before you guys take off, you have a website, you have a Facebook page where people can also go get information on all this?
Yeah, definitely go to plankislandtheater.com to find out more information about auditions. We have all the audition sites listed on there that we're using. So if you want to be more prepared for auditions and or just check out those sites, read through, see if you're interested in it. And you can sign up for auditions there as well. You can also just show up on Monday.
Huh? Yeah, that'd be fine.
Show up on Monday or go to plankislandtheater.com, get a side, and you know what you want to read. All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you stopping
by. I missed your purple shirt.
I miss my
purple
shirt, too.
I
wish they would have let me keep it.
You know, I wish you were wearing it right now. I can't see you in anything else.
But next time you guys come in, if you can get a hold of it, you bring it. I'll put it on just for you. Purple shirt.
Okay,
you got
I
it.
Love
all right.
That.
Thanks, guys.
I really do. I see you in that.